Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com. Buenos días, me llamo Lisi.
Alan LaRue here, Newbie Series, Lesson 20. Listen, there's a public concert.
Hello everyone, this lesson is a special one because we have a new host to welcome onto our show. Let's give a warm welcome to Alan LaRue. ¿Cómo estás, Alan?
Muy bien, Lisi. Gracias, it's great to be here.
Alan is going to be with us for some newbie and beginner lessons. Today, of course, we have a newbie lesson.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be on the show, and I hope that I can help clear some things up for our students.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to be a big help.
Muy amable, Lisi.
So, Alan, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Okay.
For example, what do you do?
Well, I founded the El Sol Spanish Language School 6 years ago, and I've been living in Peru since 1995.
Oh, it's very interesting. And do you like Peru?
I love Peru.
Okay. And how did you come to learn Spanish?
Well, before moving to Peru in 1995, I studied some Spanish at the university. And when I moved here, well, I developed a program for myself, and I just looked for all kinds of opportunities to practice.
Okay. And if there was one piece of advice about learning Spanish that you could give our students, what would it be?
Well, don't be afraid to commit mistakes. The more chances you take, the more opportunities you look for to speak Spanish, the more opportunity you'll have to learn. Also, I think it's very important to develop a system that's right for you. Mix different things together, but practice and have some kind of formula to keep working on day after day.
Oh, I see. You're a good professor. Well, Alan, this is really exciting. I think this is going to be a great, great show.
And what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today's lesson conversation takes place in La Ciudad de Panama.
Ah, in Panama City.
Right. Here, Jorge and Otilia stumble upon a public concert.
Sounds like fun. And is there a grammar topic that we're going to focus on in particular?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about how to express that you want someone to do something without saying, I want.
That sounds interesting.
Now, before we get into today's conversation, I just wanted to ask you if you've heard the regional series yet?
Yeah, it's a really interesting idea to show how the Spanish language changes from region to region.
Yeah, for us native Spanish speakers, it's pretty easy to hear someone else speak Spanish and know more or less when they are from.
Right, and if you can't tell the country, you can at least tell the general region.
Right. So with a regional series, you get to find out what allows us to make those distinctions.
Right on. Very cool concept.
Muy bien, amigo Alan. We've got a lot to cover today.
Okay, so then, why don't we get into today's conversation?
Escucha, Otilia. Hay música.
Oye, tienes razón.
Es un concierto público.
Me gusta la música.
Once again, slowly.
Una vez más, esta vez lentamente.
Escucha, Otilia, hay música.
Oye, tienes razón.
Es un concierto público.
Me gusta la música.
This time with the translation.
Ahora incluiremos la traducción.
Escucha, Otilia, hay música.
Otilia, listen, there's music.
Oye, tienes razón.
Hey, you're right.
Es un concierto público.
It's a public concert.
Me gusta la música.
I like the music.
Are you a big music fan, Lisi?
Oh, me encanta, I love it.
I do too. So, what kind of music do you like?
Oh, I have eclectic tastes, Alan. I like reggaeton, Latin pop, rock, gospel, well...
Well, that is eclectic. I notice mostly music that you can dance to.
And what kind of music do you like?
Well, pretty much the same. I like a bit of everything, but I love Latin music. I saw such an interesting show a couple of weeks ago.
What was it?
La Danza de las Tijeras.
Wow! Now, Alan, many of our students probably don't know what this is, and I think they'd get a kick out of it.
Well, no doubt. It's fantastic. La Danza de las Tijeras is the Peruvian scissor dance. Basically, it's a highland dance from the Huancavelica region. It comes from the time when people would shear the llamas and shear the alpacas. So they take the scissors that are split in two, and the dancers bang those together. Ching, 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 ching. Meanwhile, they're dancing around in a very acrobatic form, doing flips back and forth. It's incredibly dangerous, incredibly beautiful, and it really takes an athlete to do it. It's a fantastic dance.
What can I say? In Peru, we have an incredible variety of dancers.
What a great show.
All right, now let's take a look at some of the vocabulary and phrases that we saw in today's conversation.
Okay, so first we have...
Escuchar.
To listen.
Escuchar. Escuchar.
Next we'll look at...
Música.
Music.
Música. Música.
Now we have...
Oye.
Hey.
Oye. Oye.
And then we have...
Razón.
Reason.
Razón. Razón.
Next.
Concierto.
Concert.
Concierto. Concierto.
And finally...
Público. Pública.
Public. Audience.
Público. Pública. Público. Pública.
Lizzie, a quick question.
Sure, Alan.
How do you say ear in Spanish?
It's... Oído.
Right. Oído. And what about to say to hear? How's that expressed?
We say oír.
Oír. Okay. And does the noun oído come from the verb oír?
It does.
And in this list, we just saw the expression oye, and we said it means hey, right?
Right.
So when we say oye, it's kind of like saying hear me out.
Kind of. I would say it's more like listen.
Now that we've looked at some of these words on their own, what do you say we put some of them in context and look at their usage?
All right.
So this word, escuchar, it has a couple of interesting meanings. Want to start with that?
Sure.
Lizzie, if I say the verb to listen like this and say, hey, listen, you can't do that, does it sound like I'm really asking you to listen to me? Or is it more like me saying, pay attention to what I'm about to say?
It's more like saying, pay attention, I think.
And we can also say, escucho el mar. I listen to the sea, right?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
But here, we're really referring to the act of listening and not to paying attention, right?
Yeah, here we're talking about listen.
So depending on its usage, the verb escuchar can mean to listen or to pay attention.
Nice distinction. So, Alan, escucha, pay attention.
Escucho.
What do you call one of those plays or movies where all the actors' lines are sung instead of just recited?
Oh, it's called a musical.
And if I get rid of that last letter, the L, then what do you have?
Then I have música.
And if you pronounce that word as we would say it in Spanish, then what would it be?
It would be música.
And in the conversation we heard...
Me gusta la música.
Right. And me gusta la música means I like the music, or the music is pleasing to me.
So in order to say music, we say música in Spanish.
La música.
Right. It's a feminine noun. La música.
Me gusta la música.
I like the music.
And Lizzie, another question.
Okay.
If I have a reason to do something, does that mean that if I do it, I'm right in doing it?
As long as it's a good reason.
Well, okay. Then let's also suppose that it's a good reason.
Supongamos.
So if I have a good reason to do something, it's right for me to do it?
It would seem so.
So we can say to have reason?
Yeah.
And how do you say to have in Spanish?
We say tener.
Tener. To have. Right. And how do you say reason?
It's just razón.
Exactly. Razón. So in Spanish, can we say to have reason?
Tener razón, sure.
And does it mean to have reason?
In the sense to being right.
So if I say tienes razón, what does this mean?
It means you're right.
Interesting.
All right, let's look at one more word.
Sure, which one?
Well, if something's not private, then it's...
Public.
Right. And something that's public belongs to a group of people, right?
Safe to say.
And if we were to add an O to the end, what might this sound like in English?
Publico.
And what about if it were pronounced in Spanish?
It would be público.
And is an audience a group of people?
Definitely.
And if I say, es un concierto público, It's a public concert. Does público refer to a group of people or to something that belongs to the group?
Something that belongs to the group. It's a public concert.
And if I say, al público le encanta el espectáculo, the audience loves the show, does the word público refer to a group or to something that belongs to the group?
Now it refers to the group itself.
So, can we say that the word público means both public and audience?
It looks like we can. So, Lizzie, what grammar did you guys look at last time?
We were looking at how to give informal commands in Spanish.
Great topic. Very useful.
We learned how to say mira to get someone to look at something.
Ah, the imperative mood. The mood of command.
Eso.
So we see a few verbs in this mood today, don't we?
Yeah.
Remind us which one of them popped up.
Jorge says, escucha, Otilia, hay música.
Right. Escucha, Otilia, hay música.
Escucha, Otilia, hay música.
Otilia, listen, there's music.
So, Alan, what's the verb here in the imperative mood?
It's escucha.
What does this verb look like if we find it in the dictionary?
It would be escuchar in the infinitive form.
And when you say escucha as a command, how are you forming this verb?
It's the same as a third person singular of the present tense. We just move the AR ending from the infinitive and added an A.
Right. So from escuchar to listen, we get escucha, listen.
Now, Lizzie, in today's conversation, it seems like Jorge and Olivia are friends, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it seems that way.
And if they're friends, then they're likely to speak to each other informally, right?
I'd be surprised if they didn't.
And the command escucha, which Jorge gives, is an informal command?
That it is.
And if we were to suppose that Olivia was the mother of Jorge's friend, he would probably speak to her formally, right?
Yeah, that would be highly likely.
And if he were speaking to her informally, then would his command be formal or informal?
It would have to be formal.
And what conjugation does the verb escuchar belong to?
It's a first conjugation verb.
And how do we make a formal command for a verb in the first conjugation?
We remove the ending from the infinitive form and add an e.
So from the stem escuch, we would add an e and get escuche.
Right. And this means listen in the formal sense, like listen, mom.
Commands are so important to learn in Spanish.
I agree. As someone who's learned Spanish to the point of being bilingual, what do you think are some of the most useful commands that new students can learn?
Maybe, for example, ven, to come here. Sube, I live in an apartment building. And when people call in the intercommunicator, I'm always having to say to them, sube, sube, por favor.
Well, that's a good one.
Well, Lizzie, ha sido un gusto. It's been a pleasure.
It was really great to have you here for this lesson, Alan.
Hey, it's great to be here.
I look forward to next time.
De igual manera, Lizzie. Likewise.
So don't forget to check out the line-by-line audio transcripts in the Learning Center at SpanishPod101.com.
And while you're there, leave us a post. Take care now.
Cuídense.
Ciao.
Ciao.